This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, hour two, late night news talk, 830 WCCO. I appreciate you listening. Now let's talk a little basketball and other things with a friend of mine. His name is Gamaliel Legbe, assistant men's basketball coach at the University of South Dakota. And he joins us now here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And he's one of us. He's from here. He's a Minnesotan, man. He's doing work at South Dakota in the coaching ranks in college basketball. And you know that people love you when they identify you by one letter. Everybody calls them G. What up, G? What's going on, G?
What's going on, Mr. Handleg? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. I want to start the interview with just checking on you. And I know you got the wife and the kids. Everybody's doing fine, I hope.
Yes. Everyone's doing well. Family's good. You know, just since coronavirus has hit, I've been trying to play, get more time spending with the kids, playing dad. Now I'm trying to be teacher, trying to be gym teacher, you know, going back to my educational roots of being an educator. So it's been fun, and more respect to teachers and what they do every day.
And you wearing all the hats, man. You wearing all the hats right now, as you should, bro, as you should. And speaking of trying to navigate around everything that's going on with COVID-19 and the coronavirus, it has family in a significant way, too, beyond just the everyday, like how people can't really go to, you know, the mall anymore. You can't go to work out at the gym. With you, there's the whole travel disruption of the airline industry and the traveling back and forth for the to the different countries, and how, talk about how it's affected your family, and specifically how it's affected your father.
Yeah, so I guess a little bit of background for me. Obviously, my family was born and raised in Ghana, so we got some Ghanaian roots there, and my parents typically try to go back once a year and spend some time, because we still have a bunch of family back in Ghana. And my dad was actually back in Ghana the last few months, and so he's been back there. He was supposed to actually be flying home tomorrow, but since all this stuff has hit, and I kind of seen it coming, so I tried to hit up my dad about, hey, you got to try to hurry up and find a way to get back. And he couldn't find tickets, because that's when kind of traveling was starting to kind of be shut down a little bit. And so now that we kind of full-blown, where basically the world's getting ready to shut down, he can't travel. So he's stuck in Ghana now for about until all this stuff kind of dies down and can't come back. I mean, the blessing is we got family there, so he's going to be okay. There's no issues or threats or anything like that. He just can't come home. And tough deal, because obviously with my mom still being here, so he's obviously wanted to get back to be with his wife and my mom. But that's just how it goes sometimes, you know. So it sucks that he can't get back, but I'm just glad he's safe. I talked to him today. He's doing okay. But obviously he wants to get home to be with his wife.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be thinking about you guys the entire way. Me and you, we check in occasionally all the time anyway, just to see how each other's doing. But, you know, it's a long ways. I mean, Ghana from Woodbury, because you grew up in Woodbury, man, that's a long ways away, man.
Yep, Oakdale, Minnesota. Oakdale,
okay, Oakdale. Let me get it right. Oakdale. He's representing Oakdale. Representing Oakdale. Hey, let's talk about the basketball side of it. You're an assistant men's basketball coach at the University of South Dakota. And your job, you know, from a recruiting perspective, That's a big deal, man, because what you do on a day-to-day, beyond just the athletes that you already have in the program, but talking about bringing in future recruits, that's a big deal in terms of staying in contact with kids, being out there on the recruiting trail. That's the lifeline for getting, you know, that young talent into your program. I don't care what the program is, whether it's University of South Carolina, University of South Dakota, Kentucky, Minnesota. You got to be good recruiters, right? And you've been a good recruiter throughout the years. What is it like right now trying to recruit with this whole COVID-19 disrupting everybody's daily routines?
Yeah, it's a challenge, but just to start off, you're right. You know, I mean, I'm super glad I'm here at University of South Dakota. It's been good to me and my family. It's a great place to be. So future recruits, you want to be a Coyote, let me know. Quick plug in for my South Dakota, you know, get the plug in there. But yeah, recruiting's your lifeline. It's your blood. You're doing it all day, every day, 365 a year. So, and right now with the season the way it is, high school basketball seasons are coming to an end, and this is a prime time to get your guys that you're recruiting all year to do visits and all that stuff. And so with campuses being shut down, you can't bring people on campus. So now you're having to find creative ways to get people on campus, to see campus. You're trying to figure out ways to get people to commit without seeing campus. So it's a lot of change that everybody is trying to figure out and navigate through right now. That's unprecedented, right? Because it's never been done before.
Yep.
And so, for example, a kid I've been recruiting for a long time, a junior college kid, super interested. We had a visit set up to come actually this week to visit campus. And so what we did is I called the kid on FaceTime and gave him a virtual tour on my phone. Like, hey, this is that, this is our arena. To kind of create new ideas and everything to get people to see campus and stuff like that. So it's a challenging time, but obviously, you know, it's a good thing, your relationships, and you got to trust the relationships you build, the connections you have, but you got to be creative. And right now, the people with the most creativity and the guys with the best relationships are going to win. So, just gotta be creative.
that's a great call by you, man. You got it because, like, at the end of the day, the job doesn't stop. It feels like we're in a holding pattern, right? But you know, your job entails. I still gotta get kids. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if it means I gotta FaceTime and I gotta do all this other stuff, I gotta get super creative that way. Then I gotta do what I gotta do. Because right now you can't go and you can't travel, and we all can't really realistically travel because, like, you look at all the different cities around the country. New York shut down. California shut down. So we totally get all of that. But at the end of the day, you're still tasked as an assistant coach and like lead recruiter. The kids that you have ends with, you got to stay in contact with those kids.
Yeah, you got to stay in contact. You can't just stop recruiting them because the country's shutting down. Because at the end of the day, those kids are still thinking about their college. I mean, think about the kids right now. The kids that had visits set up. The kids that are excited about announcing where they're going to school. They're in a holding pattern as well. So they're kind of shaken by the whole deal. So you got to try to comfort those kids and let them know it's going to be all right. And let them know that, hey, we're still here. We still want you to be a part of our program. We still believe in you. And comfort those kids, you know, because they're just as nervous as anybody else because they had their dream of playing Division I basketball, playing in the bright lights and all of those scenarios. And now with the way this thing is going, there is a lot of uncertainty, right? Because for us right now, like, all our guys are back home. You know, we've had some international kids on our roster. We sent them home with certainty, right? Because for us right now, like, all our guys are back home. You know, we've had some international kids on our roster. We sent them home with the travel bans and everything going on. There's a lot of uncertainty. So for these incoming prospects, you know, we got to give them as much certainty as we can and comfortability that we can give them to let them know that everything's going to be all right. We still want you to be a part of our program. We'll navigate through this. But in the meantime, this is how we're going to kind of try to do things. And like I said, being creative about different ways to show them our value for them.
No question about it. We're talking to Gamaliel Legbe, assistant men's basketball coach, University of South Dakota here on Late Night on News Talk 830 WCCO. And You know, you just mentioned something. I wanted to go a little bit deeper into it. What are some of the types of alterations that your players that you already have in your program that are returning next year, what are some of the things that they're currently having to deal with? Because we're seeing all these different stories about, like, the NFL, according to, I guess, today, they've shut down their facilities. All these other places are shutting down their facilities. Kids are going home, and they're being sent away from campuses. So what is it like for the kids that are already in your program in terms of, like, the communication and what they can and cannot do?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we were preparing to play some postseason play after our conference tournament. And so when everything happened, obviously all the postseason tournaments got canceled. Those all got shut down. And then next thing we know, they're saying, okay, we can't have anyone in the facility. Everyone's got to stay away from campus because during our conference tournament, it was during our spring break. So they extended spring break another week. So we told our guys to stay home another week. And we just got word today that we're officially going to online. So it's been challenging. During this time, though, we've kind of kept our weight room open. And we were allowing small groups to be able to come in and lift in the weight room. But then that also got shut down. So now it's a clear cut. We don't want anyone on campus to kind of help do our part in social distancing and not spread the deal. So we sent everyone home. So right now it's just constant communication. Make sure they're staying on top of their academics. If there's a way those guys can get in the gym, if not, try and give them activity they can do at home. I mean, it's just like back in high school when you're kind of just coming up in the scene, even in middle school where, you know, you got to do the drills in your basement, in your garage, ball handling skills. It's probably what a lot of kids are going to be doing now. I know for my own kids, they're outside shooting the hoop because that's all they can do right now. So probably just give them drills they can do on their own in their driveway, in their garage, in their basement. To kind of keep them active, and after you see kind of the 10-day push-up, the 10 push-up challenge going around.
Yeah.
So again, it's going back to being creative to find a way to keep those guys active and still in decent shape. Obviously, they're not going to come back in shape, but the best we can do is just find different activities for those guys to do that they can do on their own. But for us, everything on campus is shut down, and I would be shocked if that's not happening around the country.
Give him a follow on Twitter at @coach_Gamelli, which is spelled G-A-M-E-L-I. That's his Twitter handle. A couple of final things, and then we'll let you go, Gam. When you think about all the kids that you recruit, and you do a good job of recruiting, and if a kid can hoop, you don't care where you find them, right? You're looking in Illinois, you're looking at Wisconsin, but let's be honest, you're from here, and you like recruiting Minnesota kids as well. Any Minnesota kid that's out there that's listening to this interview right now, what do you have to say to any potential prospect?
Get past the name of the University of South Dakota. We have great facilities. We have a great coach in Todd Lee. We have a great program, a great team. And at the end of the day, you come here and get a great degree. The University of South Dakota, the community of Vermilion, South Dakota, is very passionate about their men's basketball program. And we're a program on the rise that that is looking for kids that are wanting to leave a legacy. And so... Yeah. Anyone that has strong belief in themselves and is willing to go to a place that's relatively, in the college basketball world, unknown, South Dakota is a place for them.
No question about it, man. How's your brother doing, man? Your brother's in basketball ops with the Minnesota Timberwolves. How he doing right now?
He's doing great. Like I said, obviously at the NBA level, it's a whole other deal. Because obviously those guys are $1 million men, so and best of the best athletes. So we got to make sure all those guys are safe, and you know. So he's doing what he's supposed to do. He loves what he's doing with those guys. He loves being part of the game of basketball. He loves being with the Timberwolves. He loves his experience right now. I actually just got off the phone with him before you called, and he's just trying to navigate as well. I think that's just kind of what everyone's going through. The uncertainty, the unknown of what's going to happen, and everyone's like, okay. Everyone's cramped up in their house because they're saying don't go anywhere, and everyone's just trying to navigate through all of this. So it's a crazy time, but you got to look at the great things about it. If you have a family, you're probably made time to spend time with your family. You get to have family dinners that now doesn't happen in the world that much. You're getting to tuck your kids in bed if you work late. You know, you're getting to play board games. I know I got to play Scrabble and Monopoly with my kids. So you're getting to go back to your earlier days in the 70s, 80s where you spend true family time, and that's probably a blessing for most guys.
Hey, Gam, I appreciate the time tonight, man. I know one thing is a certainty, that you're going to continue to do a good job at the University of South Dakota, man. We'll talk down the line, bro.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you. Love being on.
All right,
take
care.
Love what you're doing, Henlake, man. Keep it up.
All right, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that. I truly do. That's Gamaliel Legbe. He's the assistant men's basketball coach at the University of South Dakota, courtesy of the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Really good dude, man. Up-and-comer in the basketball community. All right, coming up next, former Viking wideout Stephon Diggs. He got Twitter a little bit heated up earlier today. Why? I'll tell you next year on Late Night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.